From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The bodies of 12 Mexicans who died trying to enter the U.S. were returned to their native villages this morning. In all, 14 Mexicans died last week trying to cross the Arizona desert. Religious and civic leaders say the U.S. Border Patrol's new enforcement strategy is partly to blame. They accuse the Border Patrol of pushing migrants into harsh terrain, making the deaths tragically predictable. As Sandy Tolan reports from Nogales, Mexico, that has not stopped the flow of migrants trying to enter the United States.
A wooden cross signals from atop a low-slung, dirty white building on a hill a mile south of the Arizona border. In Nogales, Sonora, the Casa San Juan Bosco is the refuge of last resort for migrants who've been traveling north for weeks and arrive broke, bone-tired, and hungry.
Muchas gracias, no. Gracias. Muy buenos, han de ser sin comer tres días.
Inside, dazed young men sprawl out on the 10 triple-decker bunk beds, staring up at box springs, considering their options. On the walls, signs warn of the killer heat in the Arizona desert.
Yo, en lo particular, me entrego mucho.
I get deeply involved with their suffering. Here, we're like a kind of library. These walls have recorded everything that these people have suffered.
El sufrimiento de la otra persona.
Paco Loureiro founded this shelter 18 years ago. Since then, tens of thousands of young men have passed through here, the last stop before crossing the line. Despite U.S. Border Patrol figures saying crossings are down, Loureiro says the shelter is 20% more crowded these days than it was a year ago. In desperation, he says, people will keep crossing, no matter how hot it gets.
We're going to see more deaths. With the desert heat rising and the poor protection that migrants receive, there are too many smugglers here in Nogales, along the entire border. I don't know why we haven't stopped this situation.
He stands in the shelter's tiny chapel of paint-chipped pews. Above the makeshift altar, there's a framed poster of the Virgin of Guadalupe. In come four men in their early 20s from Puebla State, south of Mexico City.
Yo me llamo Ciro Hernández Sánchez.
Alejandro Sánchez Moro, del estado de Puebla.
Constantino Velázquez Lucas.
There's work in the north. This is the mantra of the Mexican Grapes of Wrath. Hitchhiking and riding buses, these men found their way to shelter on the border.
Nosotros nuestras intenciones son de pasar al otro lado para ganar dinero para la familia.
Our intentions are to go to the other side to get money for our family.
Nosotros somos gente de trabajo.
We are working people. We're not drunks.
We're not bad people.
No fumamos, no somos marihuanos, no somos cocaína.
We don't smoke pot. We don't use cocaine. If the President of the United States will give us a chance to work, they will understand. We are working people.
Nos diera chance pues de trabajar bien así.
The young men make it clear. They are willing to pick our onions and apples, wash our dishes, pour our concrete, even though it may involve risking their lives to get here.
13 people dead? Yes, we heard this. It makes you sad. It makes you scared.
Some people make it, some people don't.
They have no money and no map, just a cheap watch they plan to sell for bread.
We've decided to leave without eating. We can go 2 days without eating.
Now comes a teenager in jeans and a Dallas Cowboys baseball cap, Marco Antonio Gonzalez from Nicaragua. He sits in a pew before an 8-foot crucifix with a bleeding, lifelike Jesus. He's been traveling for months, deported 6 times by Mexican authorities to the Guatemalan border, and once from Houston by U.S. immigration. He's 18 years old. He ran out of money weeks ago. He hopped a freight train in Guadalajara, watched a Guatemalan fall to his death, slept on a piece of cardboard, went days when the train wouldn't stop and he wouldn't eat.
I survived because there are good people in Mexico. They fed me some tacos.
Marco Antonio kept going because he'd promised his mother he'd send her enough money to buy beans and corn and to repair their slumping home damaged in last year's earthquake. Now he's here on the border, at the brink once again.
I am asking, dear God, that people there will have a good hearts and give us a hand to find a job. And even though it's a cheap job, back home it's a bunch of money, and I just don't want to see my mother making only tortillas and burning her hands.
Standing outside his shelter, Paco Lorero says he knows some people don't like that he provides sustenance to migrants planning to enter the United States illegally.
Mira, todos tenemos derecho de pensar y de opinar.
People have the right to say whatever they want, but all I can say is the people who say this, they have never felt the need to break a law in order to live.
De violar una ley para poder vivir.
These people aren't hurting anybody.
No están.
They're simply looking for a better way to live.
Buscan una mejor manera de vivir.
The next day, 10 yards south of the border, there's Marco Antonio, the kid from Nicaragua. Here is where the under 21 set comes from Tucson, those with the means to drink in the gringo clubs. Marco's eyes are fixed on the fence. In the last few years, as part of the Border Patrol's Southwest strategy, the barrier has been fortified, helicopters and infrared sensors added, and there's five times as many agents. Two white crosses are affixed to the southern side of the fence in memory of the scores of men who've died crossing the desert in the last year. Marco gazes at the crosses. He says he'll find some work here for a week to get some money together, and then, like thousands of others before him, he'll make his move. For NPR News, this is Sandy Tolan in Nogales, Mexico.